Here with GCMS head coach Mike Allen, and your team, all three phases, really won this game.
Yeah, they did. They played well in all aspects of the game. Special teams touchdown, you know, fumble touchdown, defense, you know, two key interceptions, one for a touchdown. Offense played well, so very proud of the kids. They played an extremely good game today.
You spread the ball around, so EPG can't key on one player. Is that the game plan?
Yeah, we try to take what the defenses give us. If they're going to take away Mitch on the outside, we'll come inside with Jared. We knew they would play off our receivers, so we came with the hitches and got a touchdown early on that. We just try to be patient and see what they're going to give us and try to attack that then.
So you get that three-score period in the first quarter where you get three scores in about 2 minutes. That really blows it open. Is that kind of the goal, to really put your foot on their throat early on and just kind of coast from there?
It is. We've in regular season, we scored all nine games in our first series and get our confidence early, and that helps out a lot. Once we got that, we knew, you know, momentum's tough. We hit well and got lucky, you know, ball bounced our way on some of those turnovers, and that made a big difference.
Well, you don't score on your first possession.
No, we don't.
You punt today, but yeah, your defense comes up big, gets an early turnover.
Yeah, they our defense has played outstanding all year. Coach Augsburger has done a great job preparing them, and the kids come out with confidence, knowing really what a lot of tendencies are, and they can just play football. They can be athletes. They don't have to think that much. Just react.
You get a lot of second-teamers in, so you kind of throw the shutout for most of the game, but you're playing a lot of sophomores. Your quarterback went out in the first half. Was that just precautionary?
Yeah, that was precautionary. He took a heck of a shot. You know, they held him up, and someone came in at the end of the play and took a good hit, and Nathan was a little wobbly, and we weren't going to take any chances. Well, that's nothing we're going to mess around with, never have messed around with. Our trainer, you know, she said he could come back in. I said, we're going to set him. You know, we're playing another week, so let's keep him fresh.
Well, you play Sterling Newman, obviously one of those teams that you run into at this level of the playoffs. Your thoughts on Sterling Newman?
Hey, we know they have an outstanding offense. Their tailback is a stud. Their defense is outstanding also. Very stubborn. They don't give up a lot of yards, don't give up a lot of points. You know, that's a powerhouse football program. They've been in this position how many times? You know, they are this is nothing new to them. So we have to come out. We have to have a great week of practice, and we have to play like we did this week.
Well, you're carrying the flag for the Heart of Illinois Conference. Just been dominant in 1A, 2A over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, our conference is an outstanding conference. Great teams, tremendous coaches. Our coaches in our conference are awesome. It's a privilege to represent the HOI, and hopefully we could carry out like Tri-Valley and DMAC have done.
Well, good luck next week, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.